Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about all those who fall asleep or grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in him. According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left to the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command and with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage each other with these words. Thank you, Andy.
Well, thanks, Rob, for sharing with us in our worship this morning. And thank you for your invitation and for your welcome. It's nice to come back and meet up with folks and with friends again. I don't think I was here last year. It might have even been 2 years since we were here last, but it's nice to come back and be with you again. I was tracking your recent subjects and themes that you've had over the past 5 or 6 weeks. So the last one was last week, 17th, and I was getting a little bit twitchy because I hadn't received any sort of confirmation of what my subject might be for this coming week. But anyway, I've got a free rein, so thank you very much for that. I don't know if that's a privilege or perhaps, I don't know, perhaps it might work the other, perhaps they don't think you're capable of handling a subject or anything, but anyway, whatever. But I shall enjoy my position of freedom and share it with us, amongst us this morning. For me, in my humble opinion, for me, what is one of the most thrilling, exciting messages anywhere in the New Testament, this message that we have shared together this morning. And just very briefly, I'm not going to keep us long because there's no need. We'll just look at some of the main themes that the Apostle Paul picks out from this scripture, from this message here. He talks about those who have fallen asleep. He talks about hope. Interesting that one of your services coming up, the theme is hope. Then he talks about, I guess, what we have considered this morning together. He says, we believe that Jesus died and rose again. He talks about the coming of the Lord. And then he shares with us this wonderful message, this wonderful phrase, that we will be with the Lord forever. We will be with the Lord forever. And he wraps the whole thing up by encouraging us to encourage one another in this message, this wonderful message. It's a message of encouragement. And with it, we can encourage one another. But he starts off then, this message, by encouraging us not to be ignorant about those who have fallen asleep. Now, just to make that clear, I'm sure we're all aware and we can all grasp what he's talking about. He's not talking about nodding off. I know we've all done it, like in the meeting. We look like we're in an attitude of prayer and worship. We've all been there and we've all done it. And our head tilts back and looks like we're in prayer, looks like we're in worship. But really, we know full well we're having a little nod off. We've all been there, we've all done it, haven't we? Yeah, I'm sure we all. But he's talking about those that have passed away, believers who have passed away, and the phrase he uses is fallen asleep. And he delves in a little bit later, and those who have fallen asleep in the Lord, in Christ, believers, Christian believers who have passed away. And that's how he begins it. And so that's what he's talking about here. And but the thing is, the chances are we've all, everyone in this room, we've all perhaps had Christian loved ones who have, as Paul says, fallen asleep. The chances are that for most of us, if not all of us, we have a Christian loved one who has passed away, as Paul puts it, fallen asleep. And just give me a sec. For me, I'm still at the stage of life where, for me, it's grandparents and aunties and uncles who that applies to. And I can really remember my grandma on dad's side when she passed away, fell asleep, because we were there. We were there at the time. And so for those of you now, that I'm going to give a little bit away now, you'll be able to work out my age, because it was 1978. It was 1978 when grandma, all dad's side of the family, they came from Bedminster. They were Bedminster Down people. So it was during the half term, what was just been last week, but it was a little bit earlier then. It was the 9th of February. So it was 1978. So I was still seven. Okay? So for the quick mathematicians, that means I've got a real big birthday later this year. All right? So So we must have gone up. We must have gone up and spent the day with them, grandma and granddad. We went down the park, Kingshead Lane, at the bottom of Kingshead Lane. It was a freezing cold day. I can remember it really well. That means my brother must have been three then. Yeah, he must have been three. So we went down the park, freezing cold day, all wrapped up. And we came home. We took all our coats and stuff off. Grandma sat down in the armchair, and what, as a seven-year-old, what I thought, she fall asleep. Well, she had fallen asleep, big time fallen asleep. Granddad said, "Oh, go out and make a cup of tea and that, biscuits." He was out in the kitchen. Grandma was in the armchair, fallen asleep, but properly fallen asleep. So that was February the 9th, 1978. Granddad suffered a little bit. He had a few hemorrhages and things, so he suffered a little bit. But the thing is this. On both of them, I'm looking at it now because I took a photograph of the stone a few weeks ago. On both, for grandma and granddad, it says, so grandma, Marjorie Annie Brenda Steele, fell asleep. February the 9th, 1978, 74. And it says the same for granddad, William George Steele, fell asleep, March the 28th, 1980. So both grandma and granddad and loved ones that we know, fallen asleep. And Paul uses this expression, fallen asleep. But then he goes on to talk about hope. Brothers, we do not want you to be ignorant about those who fall asleep or to grieve like the rest of men. Or actually, Paul talks about having no hope. Folks who have no hope. You see, as Christian believers, we have hope. Paul talks about the rest of men who have perhaps no hope, but hope. Hope is something that we hold dear to. And, you know, perhaps we live in a time when hope perhaps is in short supply, maybe. Hope perhaps in short supply. But as Christians, we can have hope. There's another scripture where Paul talks about what it is to be in the world without God and without hope. In the world without God and without hope. Wow, what a position to be in that is. In this world without God and without hope. Not sure I'd want to be living under those circumstances. In this world living without God and without hope. We don't want to be there. And you know, if we think about everything around us, you know, our hearts, our minds could be filled with a sense of hopelessness. But But we have hope. We can have hope. And Paul, in other scriptures, he talks about the hope that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ and because of the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, the hope that we have, we sing it in another song, says this: we, Christian believers, we have a hope that is steadfast and certain. We have a hope that is steadfast and certain. And that's the kind of hope that as Christians we can know and experience and hold on to. That's the kind of hope that we can experience. And you know, again in Romans, I believe, Paul talks about the hope that the Lord gives us. It doesn't leave us disappointed. The hope that we find in God, it doesn't leave us disappointed. Now, I don't know who your preferred football team is or whatever, but for me, Bristol City. For others, it'll be Rovers. But like yesterday, for instance, well, they both lost 3-0 yesterday, so it doesn't matter. But for me, yesterday, Bristol City playing West Bromwich Albion, you just hope that they might. You hope. Well. You said it, Alan. You said it. Yeah, in the back of your mind, there's a glimmer of hope. But yet again, we've been left disappointed. Disappointed. And so many hopes that we have in this world, so many hopes that we have in this life may leave us disappointed. But not the hope that we have in God. That's a hope that doesn't leave us disappointed, because it's a hope that is steadfast and certain. In fact, the Apostle Paul says that the Lord Jesus Christ, he is our hope. He is our hope. He's the hope of glory. We sing that in another song, don't we? Well, perhaps we don't sing it anymore. But Christ in us, Christ in you, the hope of glory. So Christ in us, he is the hope of glory. And I think we're perhaps going to sing it to end with today. In Christ alone, my hope is found. In Christ alone. Alone, in Christ alone. My hope is found. And so Paul, he talks about those who have fallen asleep. But then we have a hope. We have a hope that one day we're going to, those loved ones that have fallen asleep in Christ, our hope is that we'll meet up again one day. We're going to meet up again one day. And the reason that we have hope, the reason that we can have hope, is grounded and based in this wonderful fact that we believe that Jesus died and rose again. Now, we have hope, and that is why we can have hope. The reason we can have a hope that is steadfast and certain is because we believe that Jesus died and rose again. And that is the basis, isn't it? That is the fundamental bottom line, middle line, top line basis of our Christian faith and our Christian gospel, that the Lord Jesus Christ died and rose again. In some Christian traditions, in some Christian places of worship, it's almost like a declaration that is declared in some traditions week after week. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. And the reason we have hope is because of those wonderful truths that we believe that Christ has died and has rose again. And one day, he's coming again. Now, a few weeks ago, of course, we just celebrated the first coming of the Lord Jesus Christ when he was born in a manger at Bethlehem at Christmas. A few weeks ago, we remembered that. But one day, he's going to come back again. He's going to come back again. And that's our hope. In Christ alone, my hope is found. And we believe that as well. We believe that one day Jesus will come again. And the reason we believe it is Jesus himself promised he would. That's why we can believe it as strongly as we do. It's because it's a promise that Jesus made himself. And so the Lord Jesus has left us with these words, with this wonderful promise. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, so there's a place prepared for you. And there's a place prepared for me. Jesus has gone to prepare that place. I go, prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, Jesus says this, I will come again. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. Isn't that wonderful? And that's the hope that we have. That's the hope that we as Christian people, Christian believers in the Lord Jesus Christ can cling to and hold on to. That's what we're looking forward to. That's what we're expecting one day. And so Jesus, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you might be also. And the result of that will be that we will be with the Lord forever. We will be with the Lord forever. So all those loved ones, perhaps many years ago, who in the Lord have fallen asleep, us now, perhaps there may be a time when we, as it were, fall asleep. Or perhaps we'll still be here when the Lord comes back from heaven. You say, when the Lord comes back from heaven, what's it going to be like? What's it going to look like? How's it going to happen? Well, Paul gives us a few clues here, doesn't he? He says, according to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, left till the coming of the Lord, will not precede those who have fallen asleep. And then he gives us this pretty clear description, really. He says, the Lord himself will come down. So that's quite easy to understand. Will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God. And this is what's going to happen. The dead in Christ, so my grandma and my granddad and my other nan, the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive, if we're still alive, will be caught up together with them in the clouds. So I'm not the world's brightest beam, but even I know where the clouds are, to meet the Lord in the air. And we will be with the Lord forever. We will be with the Lord forever. Encourage one another with these words. Encourage one another with these words. And so we can. We can encourage one another with these words. And our hope here and our prayer and our desire is here this morning that for each person here in this room, each person here in this room, that we know for certain that we believe that Jesus died and rose again. That we believe in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ. And if there's anyone here in this room this morning, and you're not sure that you really do, for certain, for sure, believe, there's never come a point in your life where you've believed in the Lord Jesus Christ. I said earlier that, Grandma passed away in 1978. Granddad was March 1980, which means both of them had fallen asleep before they had a realization that I had received Christ as my Savior. Because it wasn't until the 27th of July 1980 that I received Christ as my Saviour. So both of them had already gone by then. But the wonderful hope that we have is that we're going to be together with the Lord forever. With the Lord forever. And each of us can go away from this room this morning. Each of us can go away from this place today with that certain, steadfast, sure knowledge, hope, realization that we have that hope as well. And we can encourage one another with these words. Let's go away. This is a message of encouragement that Paul shares with us here. A wonderful message of encouragement that we can share. So just finally, and I mean finally. There's nothing worse, is there, than speakers who say finally and 20 minutes later they're still rambling on. Finally, just to recap, those who have fallen asleep, hope that is steadfast and certain. We believe that Jesus died and rose again. The coming of the Lord means we're going to be with the Lord forever, and encourage one another with these words. Praise the Lord. Amen.